We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10:25 here on a Thursday. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle, Chad Chambers, 97.5, 1240, KFH. Your home for sports. Speaking of sports, we like sports. We like talking about sports. And COVID has thrown us a knuckleball in 2020, and the ECHL is no different. And our very own Wichita Thunder being affected by it. The schedule is out. It's been out, and it's been revised, and now here to try to clear it up and everything else that you would want to know about the Wichita Thunder, Joel T. Lamerno. We say good morning and welcome. Hi, Joel.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
We're doing fine. How's everything in Wichita Thunderland? I got an email a couple of days ago that has a revision to the December schedule, but still set to open on December 11th. So when does training camp open, and what's going on down there?
Well, it's been a very interesting 9 months now, to say the least, you know, starting with the cancellation of our last seven home games last year, which certainly was a huge curveball, or knuckleball, as you called it. You know, since then, I mean, it's been meetings with the league and conference calls weekly, sometimes bi-weekly. You know, we made a decision around June to push off our decision till July, and then we decided we were going to push off our decision till October. And finally, we decided that, you know, there are teams that want to play and can have fans. So we're going to start in December. In the meantime, so 13 teams are planning on starting in December. Eight teams have so far dropped out for the season due to restrictions, and five teams are pending whether or not they're going to play, with a decision coming here in the next few days, potentially, as to whether they're in or not. So, you know, we were ready to play, had everything set up for training camp and a schedule, and ready to start December 11th with our first home game December 19th. And then the county, of course, threw us a curveball with the fans, or lack thereof, potentially for our first few games. So we had the league, you know, said, look, we want to still play and still try. So, you know, see what you can do. And they ended up moving our road schedule to December, and we're going to try and start in January. Now, we will be starting, fans or no fans, but, you know, we're still working on it and hopeful that we can get some fans into the building for those first few games. We did see that K-State has recently announced that they're going to have 1,900. So it's a work in progress. You know, hopefully cases go down, hospitalizations get better. But right now we're planning, and I hate to be so long-winded, but due to the curveball we got last week, we were scheduled to start training camp this week, but had to delay everything, which is, you know, we don't just come and play on the ice. We have to quarantine our players when they get here. We have to do physicals. We have to do concussion testing. And we all need to do, they all need to do a COVID test and be cleared. So players are coming in Saturday and Sunday. All of our testing will be done on Monday with a clean bill of health. We start skating Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and play on Friday. So pretty much the norm that every other team's going through.
Right. Joel, what is a best-case scenario for you? I mean, you've kind of touched on the fringes of it here. Obviously, the timing is a challenge for you because we're still in the midst of the teeth of this pandemic, but we're close enough, hopefully, to see some light at the end of the tunnel with vaccines being made available at the end of this year, certainly for most of us at the beginning or a couple of months into the next year. So just give me what you're most hopeful for and what you think is most realistic for this thing to get turned around in a positive way for you guys this season.
Well, I guess the one good thing at this point is that the teams that are playing only have their schedule for the first 5 weeks of the season. The remaining schedule will not be put out or put together even until the remaining five teams decide if they're playing or not, as that will affect everything. So if we can get an answer from the other five teams here in the next, say, week, the league will get the schedule together in a week and we will put our schedule, you know, out here in a few weeks for the remainder of the season. Now, I would say based on the fans, you know, we would potentially push this to go back on the road for 2-3 weeks and hopefully things clear up. But currently, you know, we're you know, per the county mandate, it's no fans till January 9th, which would affect our first four games. So our best case scenario would be that as it is a fluid situation, that we can get some fans in for our first few games. Okay. Worst case scenario, we play a few games with no fans, and hopefully by the mid to late January, that changes and we can get some in. Obviously, our first priority is the season ticket holders, who we have about 1,500. You know, if we could get that in based on our capacity at the arena, that's about a 10% capacity, obviously socially distanced. So plans we're working on fluidly. Obviously, you know, the arena needs to make ice for us, which they're currently on hold with. So, you know, I've been saying the same thing since March. It's a day by day situation. There is no looking ahead to anything. And I will leave the office tonight and that'll be it. And I'll come in tomorrow and hopefully tomorrow things are a little bit of a better day.
Right.
But, you know, we've got camp starting, so we're gearing up regardless.
That's a good attitude to have. Joel Tealamerno, GM for the Wichita Thunder, joining us here on the hotline here on Sports Daily. So if I'm understanding you correctly, you got basically a best case scenario here in the next week or so, 2 or 3 days of skating and then game on. So I'm assuming that you and the coaching staff have left it up to the players, like, you guys need to get your butts in shape on your own before you get here, no?
Well, the guys are chomping at the bit to play, obviously. You know, I guess, again, with the fluid situation, we've had five players opt out in the last 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
You know, a couple players have health issues and were felt, I guess, unsafe coming down to an environment. We had another couple players that said, you know, I think we're just going to retire. And then we had another player who, due to the uncertainty, has decided to go to Europe and play. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we filled in a few gaps. But the thing is, you know, we only have one game. We're skating 3 days. We only have on December 11th. After that, we don't play again until December 26th. So we have 15 days to really practice together and honestly tweak the roster because, you know, eight teams folded their suspended operations for the year a couple weeks ago. It's 180 players that are available, including really good ones. If five more teams by chance don't play, there's another 100 players that are becoming available. So our goal is to get guys in, get camp going, get a clean bill of health, and play our first game, and then kind of reset and prepare for December 26th in the long haul when, obviously, things will be changing.
I was going to – you may have answered it, and call me ignorant if you already have, but I was going to ask you about your transactions – in the month of October and November. I was going to ask if it was kind of business as usual or was it fluid because of the opt-outs, and you kind of touched on that.
Well, no, business as usual because, you know, once the word got out that we were one of the 13 teams playing, it actually helped us because people were like, the players were like, well, they're great. We got a place to go if we want, and we can start early. So that gave us a recruiting edge, and we did pick up, I'd say, two or three really good players because of that situation. You know, the opt-outs came after that, just as people were, you know, based on maybe where they live. We have one player who had a really serious sickness, not a disease or anything, but he got really sick over the summer and was, you know, from my understanding, was sick for about a month and a half. And he just felt that maybe it's not a good idea for him to travel and come down here and be around 20 guys and go on the road and whatnot. And it's a player that was here last year, so a guy that we'll miss. But we are trying to figure this out. And obviously the other thing we're trying to figure out is, you know, the NHL and the American Hockey League have not announced when they're playing and who knows when they're starting. So, you know, we're in a fluid situation where last year and in the previous years, we had three, four, as many as seven players assigned to us from Edmonton. And right now that's at zero. So, there are some teams in our league that are going to get NHL players assigned, but right now we're just not one of them. And, you know, that will put us at a disadvantage here to start as well. So another fluid situation we're working on and waiting to see what the NHL is going to do and when they're going to start.
Affiliated hockey, which makes my next question, I hope, somewhat interesting. What's the challenge, Joel? You've been around this now for many, many years, and you've seen really good hockey clubs. You've seen some clubs maybe not as competitive. But the ECHL has been a difference maker. And I remember chatting with you about this, and you knew it was going to be a real challenge moving into the ECHL from a standpoint of talent and depth. What has been the challenge and what continues to be the challenge with affiliated hockey, obviously, that you guys have right now? Is that a good thing or a tougher thing, putting a competitive squad on the ice to compete in the ECHL, which I think is the deepest minor league hockey league in all of North America?
So, yeah, there's always challenges, and, you know, obviously it's good. Affiliate hockey is great. Having an affiliate is great. The challenge comes to the last part of your question where you said, does it affect, you know, the wins and losses when you get guys called up and whatnot. But, you know, we get the good players sent here because we're an affiliate. So that's why guys come. You know, in the Central Hockey League, there were players that were looking for just a place to play hockey. I think it was the Central Hockey League was a job. The ECHL is a career kind of thing. Okay. So, guys, everyone here on our roster knows that they've got a chance to get called up. Two or three years ago, we had like 14 players on our team were called up at one point or another, and that's two-thirds of your roster. So you can't have an affiliate. Not have an affiliate because everyone else does. You know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, some people think that because you have an affiliate, you're going to get the good players and you're going to be good. But the opposite of that is every team has an affiliate. So regardless, 14, 16 teams still aren't going to make the playoffs. So it's hurt us at times when players get called up at an inopportune time. But, every team goes through it, and that makes everyone on even par. Now, this year is going to be a lot different because it's not going to be call-ups that are going to damage your roster. It's going to be COVID. And, we've talked about it openly on our calls with the league. It'd be a fool to think that a game or two is not going to get postponed down the road. Maybe not just because of you, but you've got a game on Friday and Thursday night, 12 players on the Kansas City Mavericks test positive. I mean, you're not playing that next night.
So not happening. Yeah.
So, I mean, I was in my car right before you guys called me and was listening to your show. And you guys were talking about, you know, the bowl games that are canceled and the college football teams that have played one, two, four games. You know, there are hockey teams that, you know, the majority of hockey players that are drafted in the NHL come from the three major junior hockey leagues in Canada, the Western Hockey League, the Ontario Hockey League, and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. The only one of those three that's actually playing right now is the Quebec Major Junior League, and they've already had to shut down everything for 2 weeks at one point just because of restrictions in the province and positive cases among the teams. So, you know, we saw what happened with all the teams that weren't in a bubble, and that's something we're prepared for. I will be testing every player when they come in here with rapid results from Wichita State University on Monday. And then we are required to test our players every 3 days. So it's going to be something new to deal with. And, I mean, not only that, every player has an app. I believe it's called the Edge 10. And every morning when they're going to get a text message reminding them that they must check their temperature and report any symptoms in the app. If they have that, then they don't come to practice. But once they get to practice, they must do the exact same thing and so on. And then on a game night, 5 o'clock, they come to the arena, they're going to have to do the same thing. So we'll be monitoring this 3 times a day to make sure that we are as safe and healthy as possible.
Joel T. Lamerno, Wichita Thunder GM. But hey, Joel, new unis this year.
Yeah, really like them. We haven't changed. Back about 6-7 years ago, we were changing our jerseys every year. And then we finally decided, look, let's just chill out here and go with the design. But, you know, it became time that we felt it was a good time to do it. We've usually alternated between black and blue, so we decided to go back to blue and kind of playing off the All-Star Game jerseys, which we had this ECHL All-Star Game here last year. They were very popular, so we pretty much did a twist on those, very similar to the Toronto Maple Leafs uniforms, very solid or simple two-color schemes, blue and white. I mean, there's a smidge of black on there because of our logo, but blue and white. So when our guys are wearing their blues, they will literally have blue jerseys, blue pants, blue socks, blue helmets, and blue gloves with white trim.
Mm, all right.
So it'll be interesting. Fans love buying jerseys, so maybe it was time to sell some more jerseys.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Yeah. Real quickly while we have you, because we always miss our Cincinnati Bengals insider.
Coming. I knew it was coming.
Well, yeah, you knew it's coming. Listen, I love me some Joe Burrow. And if that's all you've got right now, then I'm okay with it. I'm just saying that right now.
Yeah, God bless. Hopefully he's cleared by September. That's the best case scenario. I was very confident that with Joe Burrow and the weapons we have on offense, which are a lot with Tyler Boyd and truth be told, AJ Green's been awful this year, but T. Higgins has been awesome. We have good running backs. I made a bet, sadly, with one of my staff members that the Bengals would go 8-8 this year, which I've already lost. But the future with them, I honestly think, I said 2-3 years we're going to be an elite team in this league. I said that before the Burrow injury. Hopefully he comes back 100% and we shore up our offensive line. I know we're in position to draft the stud from Oregon the first round next year with potentially the second or third pick. So you know, I'm a Bengals fan through and through. My daughter's named.
I hear you.
If you weren't aware, and I have two markers on my board that I'm looking at right now, and they're orange and black. I mean, that's just me.
All right, Wichita.
Got to stick with them.
Scheduled to open the season December 11th at Tulsa. We'll cross our fingers. We'll keep track of it. Joel, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck to you. Okay.
Always good talking to you, Joel.
God
all right,
bless.
You bet. You too. Joel T. Lamerno, GM from the Wichita Thunder, December 11th at Tulsa, day after Christmas at Kansas City, New Year's Eve at Allen, and then New Year's Day, Allen here. So knock on wood, cross your fingers, you Thunder fans. That's where we're at right now. So hopefully
Joel T. easily has to be the longest tenured sports figure in Wichita. From an administrative standpoint, who could possibly be?
He'd be tough to
talk
about. Our, he?
I mean, absolutely, no question.
Yeah,
that's a guy who has believed and hung with it and has been part of the answer. So, I tip my hat to Joel T. Lamerno. Good dude.
All right. On this day in sports history awaits us. Superior Rents presents it to us. What's on tap? That's what's on tap next, courtesy of Side Pockets out at Tyler Crossing. OTD coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.